first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Bahia Brunel remembers the year 1964.
1964 was fast becoming a year, unlike any other year. On February 9th, after the Beatles made their debut appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, my two best friends and I felt like we had been hit by Halley's Comet. Susie, Debbie, and I were 14-year-old music lovers living in a working-class neighborhood in the Hollywood Hills, surrounded by legendary landmarks like Universal Studios, Mulholland Drive, and the Hollywood Bowl. When we heard that on August 23rd, the Fab Four were coming to the Bowl, nothing could have stopped us from being there. I can still picture us on the night of the concert. There we were, three determined brunettes sitting in our $7 box seats, watching the most famous band on earth burst onto the stage with a rousing rendition of Twist and Shout. From then on, it was total pandemonium. We were nearly knocked over by hysterical fans who were screaming, jumping up and down in their seats, and even trying to storm the stage. So after 12 songs, the bewildered Beatles, who, like the audience, had barely been able to hear the music, finally said, "Thank you and good night." The concert ended far too soon for us, but as we hugged and cried, we knew that if the lads from Liverpool were coming back in 1965, we would be coming back too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bahia Brunel is an award-winning songwriter, author, and teacher. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.